Hey there, thanks for tuning in to episode 33 of the Maritime Outdoors Podcast. I'm Dave Doggett, and I just wanted to touch base on a few things that I talked about in episode 31 and a bit of a new direction that we're going. In 31, I talked about how we were setting up a Telegram channel so we could have some chats. And I apologize for the background noise here. This is the best I could do today. So in episode 31, I was talking about a Telegram channel to have some chat discussion between the listeners of the podcast. But I've taken a new direction, and after thinking about it over the last 10, 11 years and seeing how things have unfolded with social media, I've decided that there is a void again in the outdoor space online. So what I've created and am about to release is maritimeoutdoors.com is an outdoor community for everyone who does outdoor things in the maritime provinces. That's fishing, hunting, camping, hiking, boating, you name it, we're going to have a section in there. But the difference in this site and what I had over a decade ago is the focus is not going to be on a discussion forum. There will be some discussion features available on there, but the focus is going to be an online directory for everything outdoors in the Maritimes. So it'll be a nice searchable directory where you can search for things like tackle shops and hiking gear and nonprofit groups and any business or association related to the outdoors in the Maritimes. So I'm really excited to be bringing this to you. Right now, as of the time of this recording, you can go to maritimeoutdoors.com, fill out the form, and that will make sure that we reach out to you and send you an invite just as soon as the website's available to go live. We're kind of building out some features in the back end. But if you're listening to this, once the site is live, check it out, sign up. It's going to be free for a general user account and also free for a basic business listing. So if you're a business that's related to the outdoors, definitely check that out. Create your account. You can create a general account as soon as the site goes live, and that will let you interact on the site and leave ratings and reviews and that kind of thing. Post photos and classifieds. We're even going to have classifieds again. So again, that's maritimeoutdoors.com, and I look forward to having you on there and taking part in how the site kind of evolves and takes shape. So also, in this episode, I want to end it with another short cast by Perry Monroe. My friend Perry Monroe, I met with him not long ago, and I asked him if I could publish some more short cast episodes, and he was all for that. So enjoy this short cast number 3 by Perry Monroe. And again, when you have a chance, check out maritimeoutdoors.com. I'd love to have you on there, and we'll connect that way. So take care and have a great day.
The best trout fisherman I ever met.
I don't think I read that.
Okay. There's a guy that's been up to Menipi, I think it was 52 weeks in the last 30 years.
Okay.
So he's been up there. He goes up every year, sometimes 2 weeks, sometimes 1 week, sometimes
right.
5 weeks, but 52 weeks he's been up there.
That's a lot.
So he's been fishing a lot on that piece of water. So when I went down to guide him this day, last year, I got in the boat as a student.
You're the student.
I'm the student. A lot of people wouldn't believe that. Believe that I would consider somebody that I would watch him and learn from him. But that's what you have to do.
Oh, absolutely.
So I did. I went out with him and started going up down the lake into some strange areas for me. I hadn't been there for years. And he'd say, careful, there's a rock up ahead. I'd move over. And we went up and we fished through and we got to the landing and had to portage across the ways, and he had the portage all figured out, who took what and everything, all organized. he first fish he caught, we parked the boat, and then we had one boat come up. We had to get another boat in, so we put the other boat in, gassed it up. As I'm getting the boat ready to motor out, he spots a fish jump, feeding a boat. Oh, it wouldn't be 30 yards away, 30 feet away, 30, 40 feet away. There's a trout there. And so he gets his gear together. Now his gear, what he uses is a Loomis rod back when Gary Loomis owned the company. It's you know, an old Loomis rod. And he had a Fluger Medalist reel, waders with patches, a khaki jacket. He probably got at a thrift store.
Right.
And the only thing ostentatious about the man at all was his hat, which was a Menapee hat. He then made a perfect cast 4 feet above the feeding trout, landed it, dropped it on the water, bingo.
Bang.
Landed it over 8 pounds. Beautiful speckled trout. And that's where our day began. And it improved as we went. I mean, chasing fish down, feeding fish, they move in a circle, sometimes a big circle. So,
right.
Well, they'll come up and take on a lake or a still water. They'll come up and take a fly, go down, and then come up 30 feet, maybe 10 feet, come down. And what you do is you make a cast ahead of the fish. And we did that. And he'd be after me all the time about where to position the boat. And he's right.
Right.
He's absolutely right.
Yeah.
And we went to another place, and there was four fish feeding. And I watched him, and he watched the four fish feeding, and he picked one of them out. It wasn't the biggest. It was the presentation he was after, I'm sure. And he never paid no attention to the other three at all. He picked that one trout out and put the fly out, and he caught it. Other three trout stopped feeding, and we moved on. The lesson there was don't get concerned about all the fish that are feeding around you.
Focus.
It's kind of like focus on the one. It's kind of like shotgunning. The people, waterfowlers and upland bird hunters, flock shooting. People shoot at the flock. They don't pick a bird out. And he picked the fish out of all of them all. Then we came down, had dinner, went back out in the lake for the evening hatch. And we said, let's go to this place. So we went to this place. There was a boat there. And he waited. He said, anchor the boat right here. This is a nondescript place. So I just dropped the anchor and sat there. And I watched and I waited. What are you waiting for? They're going to leave in a few minutes. And sure enough, a few minutes later, they left. Then we went down. He said, now anchor here. It was above the run. We anchored above. And we just sit and watch. Sure enough, about 5 minutes later, trout poked his nose out and stuffed in a fly. We never went near that pool till he marked the fish. Then we got the boat in position. He made the cast and caught it. It was a lesson for me to be with a person like that.
The guide was guided.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But guides have to be open to that.
Oh, yeah, you can't think you know everything.
Well, you can't. You learn from everybody you meet, sometimes good, sometimes bad.
Right.
But I mean, that's what it's like.
Yeah.
All the trout he caught was not over 60 feet.
In a cast.
No cast right. Over 60 feet.
We've had similar conversations before, I think, about casting distance.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything he fished.
Yeah.
And it was like, we have a boat.
We can get there.
We can get over there. Because he believed, and I believe now, size and presentation, but we know we've talked about this before. Presentation is much more important than accuracy. Accuracy is important. All those are important, but they're attainable inside of 60 feet by the average person.
Right.
Now, there's very skilled people who might be able to spay cast 130 feet accurately, but I haven't met them yet.
Yeah.
But anyway, dry fly fishing for trout and so on. I see an advertisement the other day, spay rod 4 weight. What is that about? I'm sorry, but my prejudices come out.
Sure.
I mean, I fished a one-handed rod my whole life, and I love it.
Right.
I'm not getting to the point yet where I'm going to have to get a spay rod.
I'm sure there's certain locations.
There are.
That are more suitable.
More suitable. And switch casting is a nice right. thing to watch. It's very easy, very gentle.
Yes.
Anyway, and I learned a lot from him that day.